Hi, and welcome to Happy Healthy Human Radio. I'm your host, Samantha Attard, joining you from the beautiful but very windy Buffalo, New York. I'm an Ayurvedic coach, yoga instructor, and doula, sharing with you all the things I am learning about and teaching about in my everyday life so that we can all find just a little more balance, bliss, and confidence. I so appreciate you being here, and if you do enjoy this podcast, I'd truly appreciate it if you share it with someone else in your world who might also enjoy this podcast. You could also rate us and leave a review over on Apple Podcasts, which I would truly appreciate. Thank you for being a part of the community and for being here. I always love to hear your thoughts and your reflections on these episodes, so if there's anything you'd like to share, you can go over to Instagram. I'm at Spiro Collective, that's S-P-I-R-O Collective, or go to spirocollective.com. There's a contact me page there. Also, before we dive in, I want to say that there is a spring workshop coming up over on April 17th. I'm hosting a virtual spring workshop with Ayurvedic lessons to refresh, restore, and renew our energy. We'll be doing some yoga. We'll be talking breathing practices, talking about neti pot and tongue scraping and how Ayurveda views cleansing in the first place so that we can just reset this energy as we move into a new season. Registration has pay what you can pricing, so there's something for every level. And if you sign up by April 12th, I'll send you a little kapha balancing tea, which I'm pretty excited about. So head on over to my website, spirocollective.com. Over in the calendar page, you can find the event registration over on April 17th. I'd love to see you there, and just let me know if you have any questions. So today, I wanted to talk about how energy and stress and, you know, the rest of life influences our capacity to digest food. And first off, you might notice I talk about digestion a lot, and it's because in Ayurveda, digestion is foundational for our whole body and mind wellness. What we eat literally becomes who we are, so what we consume and our ability to process and absorb it has a direct relationship to the health of our body's tissues, and that's why we're talking about food again here today. Now, I've heard from so many folks that their digestion or weight has been really messed up in this year since COVID began. And for some, they just felt sort of an increase in the symptoms they were already experiencing. But for a lot of folks, these problems have really felt like they came out of the blue. And some were really surprised because they thought in many ways they were being healthier. They weren't eating out as much. There wasn't access to the company candy jar. But yet, digestion, weight, body stuff just wasn't feeling as good. Now, we talked about last week how what you eat and how you eat really matters. And the stress and uncertainty of this last year definitely has left an energetic imprint in our bodies. And ultimately, it can have some major negative effects on digestion that manifest as constipation, as gas, as diarrhea, acid reflux, skin issues, anxiety, weight gain or loss, fatigue, and more. I've seen all of these in this past year in my practice. And perhaps you've experienced some of them as well. So let's talk about the five vayus. In Ayurveda, energy moves through the body in specific patterns. And these five patterns are known as the vayus or the winds of the body. There's prana vayu, which is the vayu of inspiration and inhalation. Udana vayu, the vayu of thinking and upward moving energy. Samana vayu, which is the vayu of digestion and peristalsis. Vyana vayu, the vayu of circulation, and apana vayu, the vayu of exhalation and elimination. These winds are particularly related to vata dosha, as you may have guessed. And we know that vata dosha, because it's so light and airy, gets out of balance most easily. And imbalances in these winds are at the root of many of our digestive problems. So let's dive into three different ways that the vayus can get impaired and the impact that would have on your digestion. So first imbalance that can happen in the vayus is too much udana vayu. Now, imbalances in udana and apana vayu are unfortunately very common, and it's a very common way that they can disturb digestion. We need to have sufficient apana vayu, that downward and outward movement, in order to have regular elimination of both urine and feces, as well as, hint, hint, periods and menstrual cycle issues relate to apana vayu. Udana vayu, on the other hand, moves up through the body towards the brain. So overthinking and overplanning can draw the energy and wind of the body upward to support all of this brain activity. Stress, anxiety about the future also act to increase brain activity and increase Udana Vayu. Now, too much Udana Vayu, particularly in relationship to Apana Vayu, can manifest as acid reflux as the winds move up the body, and also as constipation because there's insufficient downward movement. So as we ruminate on the same issues and overthink, there's an inability to release. And that's what we need for Apana Vayu to flow. We need to be able to let go. So if you're someone that went into must control everything mode when the pandemic hit, you might be experiencing an overactive Udana Vayu. Another issue you can have in the Vayus is insufficient Samana Vayu. Now, Samana Vayu is the great equalizer. It allows our body to separate good and bad nutrients to decide what the body should digest. It also helps separate good and bad thoughts to direct what we focus on. So if you've been feeling like you're holding on to unhelpful thinking, ruminating, this might also act as be slowing down your Samana Vayu and causing a slower digestion. You might feel a heaviness, a sense of being overly full after eating. You could experience bloating or even constipation. The third Vayu imbalance, the last one that I wanted to talk about, is too much Apana Vayu. So we talked about too little Apana Vayu, but too much Apana Vayu isn't good for us either. So maybe for you in this pandemic, you've lost your sense of a schedule or your routine. Maybe you let a lot of healthy habits go, or the discipline in your life has dissipated. If so, it might be the case that Apana Vayu is a little too active. And this increasing downward-facing movement, downward-moving wind can manifest as diarrhea, as well as fatigue and sluggishness. So I'm curious if any of those Vayu imbalances sound familiar to you. Take a moment, tune into the energy of the body, and ask, what is your experience of energy flow in the body? Right? Can you feel that energy move up and in with the inhale? Can you feel it move out on the exhale? Can you feel the circulation through the body, or even the energy through the center of the belly? Now, let's talk about some ways that you can help regulate the flow of Vayus through the body. Firstly, we can regulate the flow of Udana and Apana Vayu through some pelvic floor balancing exercises. So to do these exercises, you'll want to take a seat on a chair, on an exercise ball, or even on yoga blocks. You want to feel contact between your pelvic floor and whatever you're sitting on. On your inhale, relax the belly and drop the pelvic floor into whatever you're sitting on. Think about softening and opening the low belly and pelvic floor. On your exhale, you'll do a Kegel-type exercise, drawing the pelvic floor up and in. So if you have a penis, this feels like pulling the testicles into the body. Or if you have a vagina, imagine picking up a blueberry with a vaginal opening and drawing it into the vaginal canal. That's that Kegel-type exercise. Now, you repeat these breaths 10 times, softening on the inhale and engaging on the exhale. You want to feel the low belly begin to engage as well. And notice, a lot of folks will start to scrunch their face, their shoulders, or their butts when they do this. Please try to isolate the movement directly into the pelvic floor. And if you're having a hard time feeling that connection, imagine it. Just pretend you're doing it. And over time, the nervous system and the muscles will begin to repattern, so you'll begin to really feel this movement. Let's talk about how you can support Samana Vayu. You can do this by drinking a warm glass of water first thing in the morning. It'll wake up the wind in the body. And you could also do a practice of circling the hand on the belly. So you'll do this by taking the right palm onto the belly, drawing it up the right side of the belly, across the torso right below the ribs, and down the left side of the belly, making some circles. And you can do about 10 to 20 circles, slow and steady. This is like winding up Samana Vayu. And you could do this movement first thing in the morning when you're laying in bed, or anytime you're feeling that sense of heaviness and fullness. You also can support the balance of the Vayus by doing deep, mindful breathing. With the eyes opened or closed, draw a breath in through the nose, slow and steady, and then exhale once again through the nose, slow and steady. You'll aim to make your exhale twice as long as your inhale. So if you count in to four, exhale for a count of eight. Lastly, creating rest and stillness. Many of these imbalances have their root in excess movement or excess vata. Creating pause points in your day, whether you sit down with a cup of tea, do some reading or just look out at the trees can really help support the balance of vata and the balance of the vayus in the body. Take time where the senses get a break and you can tune inward instead of always moving outward. So these strategies can help support balance within the body and the mind. And if you want to dive in more on the strategies to support a healthy digestion and a vibrant life, consider an Ayurvedic consultation with me. We always start with a free consult to learn if it's right for you. So you can sign up for that consult on my website. And then in our sessions, we dive in to how is energy moving in the body? How is food affecting your body? And how can you create a life of balance? You can find more information on that on my website. And of course, if you're looking for some simple rituals and routines you can use to refresh and restore your energy this spring, come to my workshop on April 17th. You can learn more and register on my website or head over to the link in the show notes. Thank you so much for joining me. I would love to hear your reflections and to hear which values have been in play in your world. Again, reach out on Instagram or at spirocollective.com. I'd also love to see you over in our yoga classes. We have Zoom live stream yoga classes happening 4 days a week, prenatal, vinyasa, alignment, and yin. There's something for everyone, and it's all pay what you can. So head over to spirocollective.com/events to find your time and come head out to yoga. If you can't make it live, we do have recordings available on demand at Patreon, patreon.com/spirocollective. It's $6 a month for access to almost a full 100 yoga classes of varying lengths and styles. There again is something for everyone. So I would love to see you over in that space, patreon.com/spirocollective. Thank you all so much for joining me today. I hope you have a beautiful week ahead. And Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Om peace, peace, peace to you. Thank you.